There is plenty of room for you at that table as well, and you can be there as long as Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Sidewalk Prophets on Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is a new day, and I am looking forward to what this day has in store. I know God has a special thing planned for each and every one of us. Yeah. What it is that we're celebrating, well, that's kind of up to you, Ryan.
Oh, well, there's a few options, like always. This is the What Day Is It game. So every day on the calendar, there are all kinds of holidays. I always like to mention National Bacon Day, Donut Day, but there's, you know, national different cancer recognition days. There's so many.
Oh, sure.
Every day of the year. That's what makes this game possible. So I take a look at the list, and I pick two that are real, and they are today.
Okay.
And then I make one up. Just anything. Anything that comes to my mind, usually.
Sure.
And then you and Beth have to guess which day is the fake day. Now, Beth has been getting pretty good at this lately.
I have.
So it's time for you to go down. All right. So today is September 30th.
Wow.
September 30th. Mm-hmm. Last day of September. It's not one of those months that gets an extra 31. It's just 30th.
There you
go. It is National Cucumber Eye Treatment Day. I really have only seen this in movies, but I've seen it a lot in movies. Like where they stick a cucumber on their eyes while they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
It looks weird. Anyways, but yeah, so a day to recognize that. Supposedly they are cool, hydrating, packed with antioxidants, and help reduce puffiness. Sure.
Sure.
Also, International Day of Podcasts.
Podcasts.
You know, like this has to be recent. Yeah, it is. Created in 2013 by some guy named Steve. With the first celebration taking place in 2014 as a national holiday and then rebranded as international because there are podcasts all over the world.
Everywhere.
So, International Day of Podcasts. Okay. And finally, National Chewing Gum Day.
Chewing gum.
A simple pleasure enjoyed by people for centuries. I go through phases where I like chewing gum, but I never chew them long. As soon as the flavor's gone, so's the gum. I can't.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's very rare that I chew gum, but when I do, I hang on to it for dear life. Yeah, much to the chagrin of the people that love me.
Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah.
Yeah. When I was a kid, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dad, one time, I was chewing a piece of gum, and he's like, "Why must you chew it like a horse?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like,
"As a kid, you ever wake up with like a sore jaw, and you're like, why is my jaw so... Oh, I've chewed gum for the past 2 days.
I shouldn't have done that. But yeah, so it's very rare that I do. I'm not one to, I don't know, like hard candies and that sort of thing. I have to be in the right mood.
Right.
You know, for something like that. But yeah. Okay. International Day of Podcasts. I haven't really delved into the podcast world too deeply.
Yeah.
I'm just starting to scratch the surface. I found a couple that I like. Again, I have to be in the right mood.
I just have such a short attention span that, like, if it goes longer than 5 minutes...
you're done.
Unless it's good. Interesting for more than 5 minutes, but it's hard for anyone to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I like audio dramas and stuff. But yeah, I have to really be in the right mood for something, especially educational. Yeah.
My wife will listen to some for hours. And most of the ones she listens to are also visual. Like, she doesn't just, she rarely listens to an audio podcast. It's always a video podcast where they are, it's the same thing. You could just listen to it, but they're also
talking. She'll actually watch them sit across the table and talk in a
microphone. Well, her phone's over here and it's on and she's listening to it while she's folding laundry, but she can look at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, because if she was sitting on the couch with the remote watching a podcast.
No, it's the phone sitting over there. But it is a visual podcast because that's how they put it out.
Okay.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Is it a day, Beth?
Is it a day? Okay. Well, and then the National Cucumber Eye Treatment Day. I have not used the cucumbers
have you tried
on the
this?
Eyes.
No?
I have used like eye products with cucumber in it.
I'm more likely to throw that steak on your eye when you get hit in the face.
Oh, or like the frozen bag of peas. If your eyes are,
probably does the same thing as a cucumber.
Well, I don't buy cucumbers because I don't like cucumbers. I'm not going to throw a slice a cucumber on my eyes, but I don't know. This sounds like a very, I hate to say this, this sounds like a very girl thing, and this is not me. No, I would much rather go with the steak.
just don't make just the mistake and throw person. A pickle on your eye. That's not
good. Ooh, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's a cucumber. But
oh, there's a contact lens ruined. Oh, yeah.
Wrong
no,
thing.
Nope. Yeah. Nope, nope, nope. Okay, so I have to pick one.
Yep.
Honestly, the one I don't like is National Cucumber Eye Treatment Day.
Is that the one you're going with?
Yes. Wow. I am stunning myself.
I need to remember that if I pick something you don't like, you're going to pick it.
I'm going to pick it.
Well, not always, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well done.
I think it's because this one was pretty specific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever my mind goes is where I go with the day. So
this is making me wonder, where did your mind go to get this?
Who knows? I don't even remember half the time.
Wow.
I think maybe an ad popped across my screen that had some lady with cucumbers in her eyes. Like, oh, there we go.
Wow.
So International Day of Podcasts is today.
Wow.
Maybe it's time to start one. And then National Chewing Gum Day.
All right.
And I don't really want to celebrate that one. Anyway, no. Here's Odette from Mercy Me, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.